everyone. This is Candy with Love Just Like Candy, Radio. And I'm so excited about today's show. Today's show, well, actually, let me give you a little preamble. So what the new structure for Just Like Candy Radio is, every week we will cover a specific topic. So week one is mental health. I'm sorry, week one is nutrition. Week two is mental health. Week three is beauty, and week four is sex week. Yay! This week is sex week. So we're going to cover some things today. We're going to cover eight sexy ways to burn calories, and then we will also cover 12 foods for better sex, and we will also cover how to sweeten your spot the candy way. So I look forward to sharing all of those with you. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into the first couple of foods. So we're going to cover food first. I know food normally goes into nutrition, but since this is sex week, we're going to get sexy with it. Cameraman, if anyone comments, you have to let me know if someone has commented or if someone joins. Let me know if someone joins. Has anyone joined yet?
We have one. We just had three.
No, it's a name at the bottom. Did you get a name?
No.
Okay. So sexual health is all about eating right. And throughout my research, what I found is that if you eat healthy, you'll have a healthy sex life. Like, everything within my research has talked about your sexual health, and it's all about blood flow. Doing some research this past Saturday, everything focused on blood flow and what the foods do and all of those things. So we're going to get into the first food, and the first food is celery, and I know you're like, celery? Really? Yes. Celery. Celery contains chemicals that make you feel more attractive.
Ooh.
Yes. So celery contains chemicals that make you feel more attractive. And in all honesty, when you feel attractive, you can perform better in bed because you feel sexy. Lobster. Lobster is a seafood, and so we might end up with 13 foods, to be honest. But to share a part of the sex appeal, seafood or lobster and a fatty fish like salmon, they contain fatty acids like omega-3. And so the omega-3 is very good when it comes to the high fat within it. Helps with the omega-3s and the consumption, all that helps with blood flow. So you definitely don't want to skim out on the seafood or on the lobster. And then leafy greens. Leafy greens, spinach, kale, they're high in vitamin A, which are a great hormone stabilizer, and they help promote the endocrine function. So these foods contain iodine, which is a essential mineral that is helpful for the function of your thyroid glands. And so who do we have today?
I think it's Takiya Farmer.
Takiya Farmer?
Takiya Farmer.
Oh, well, welcome, Ms. Farmer. But also we have strawberries, blueberries. All of those berries are going to be very helpful when it comes to having a healthy sex life, because what they do, strawberries contain vitamin C, folic acid, and fiber, and strawberries are a good source of protein, good source of potassium, which helps avoid fluid retention. So you won't have to feel bad about the bloat. And they also, again, contain omega-3 fatty acids, which help contribute to a healthy cardiovascular system. So you definitely, you know, again, We got omega-3s, we got the vitamin A, vitamin E, we've got the folic acid. So right now, where we are dead set on where we need to be as far as having, you know, our health and, you know, our health being where it's supposed to be in order for us to perform better in bed. Dark chocolate. Yay! Everybody loves chocolate. Everybody loves chocolate. And not just any chocolate. You have to do dark chocolate. So dark chocolate helps with the endorphin release, which releases into the brain, and it gives you the feeling of warm fuzziness, of falling in love, sharing a few squares before bed, help with hopping in the sack and feeling more delicious.
Yeah.
And then there are the nuts. So I'm a foodie, and I like eating healthy. So nuts are my thing. I like cashews. I like peanuts. I like almonds. I like pecans. All of those are really great nuts. And so the nuts that we are and who do we have?
It looks like it says Datwan Lyle.
Datwan! Are we going to help you get your sex life today, boo? So far, we have covered the different foods that help you have a healthy sex life. So we've covered the celery, the leafy greens, strawberries, blueberries. And so now we're on nuts. And there's many different variety of nuts. So we have walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, pine nuts, peanuts, and they all contain an amino acid. And this amino acid sends signals to the brain of, gee, this feels good. And also it helps dilate the blood vessels, improving blood flow to the genitalia, which in turn can enhance arousal and intensify orgasms. Yes, I told you ladies I was going to help you get your life today, and I am so not playing. Let's see. This one, you are a crazy girl. Okay. Again, here we go. We got watermelon. Watermelon is not just for the G-rated.
I think I said
Jacqueline said, hey, girl. Hey, babe. Watermelon is just not for the G-rated family picnics anymore. It is not. It also contains an amino acid that helps relax the blood vessels, and it helps relax and dilate blood vessels, which is naturally going to increase blood flow to sexual organs, contributing in a hotter climax. Plus, watermelons mostly contain water, so they are a wonderful anti-bloat machine. So I'm telling you, ladies, myself, you know, I learned a whole lot when I started this. I really did. I was really excited about taking on this particular subject, you know, because I'm comfortable with my sexiness, you know, too sexy. You know that, you know that song. So I'm very comfortable within my sexiness. So I don't mind, you know.
Can you ask somebody to join?
Okay.
James McPierce.
McPherson, that is Pee-wee. Hey, Pee-wee, we are helping you get your life. Okay.
That's why I said you're looking amazing as always.
Ah, thank you, love. Thank you. Okay, so we are going to cover some more foods that are better than female Viagra. Jesus, help us. Yes, so we've already covered the spinach. Spinach is one. Pesto. So, again, we had the conversation about nuts. Well, the main ingredient in pesto is pine nuts. The main ingredient in pesto is pine nuts. So it says one of the key ingredients of pesto sauce are extremely high in zinc, and women with higher levels of zinc in their system have been shown to have a higher sex drive than those with lower levels. Yay! So you definitely, oh, wait a minute.
We have somebody else who joined.
And?
Jocelyn Watson.
Hi, Jocelyn. That's my Joe. Hugs and kisses, my Joe. Green.
Jocelyn said talk louder, please.
Talk louder, please. Okay. Is this better? Okay. So also we have green tea. So me, I like green tea. I don't drink green tea every day, but studies show that if you drink at least 4 cups of green tea a day, it is going to help with your circulation. So this is what it says. It says that green tea, which is rich in a compound called catechins, which has been shown to blast away belly fat and speed the liver's capability to turn fat into energy, but that's not all. Catechins also boost desire by promoting blood flow to your nether regions. They also kill off free radicals that damage and inflame blood vessels, increasing their ability to transport blood. Again, everything here so far that we've talked about is about your cardiovascular health and improving blood flow. So these are things that you definitely want to work on, things that you want to eat more of. Could you check the volume? Make sure the volume's up.
She said it's good now. She said thank you.
Okay. No, you check the volume. Make sure the volume's up. Is it all the way up? Okay, great. So, one of my favorite things, you know, for everyone that knows community, they don't think you like to drink. Okay. Love to drink. I'm not a lush. By no stretch of imagination, you tell everybody I'm not a lush. But red wine. If you're looking for a way to stimulate and boost your libido and calm those predate jitters or just cool off from a long day, pour yourself a glass of red wine. Women who drink 1 to 2 glasses have heightened sexual desire compared to those who don't drink wine at all. And they enjoy stimulated, and it furthers your arousal. So you can knock back at least 2 glasses without being sloshed, and this makes the elixir more beneficial. It is rich. It has a rich antioxidant profile, which triggers nitric oxide production in the blood, which relaxes artery walls, and it also increases blood flow down south. Again, we're talking about the blood flow. Food, blood flow, this is some good stuff right here. Steak and burgers. So any type of protein, it's all about the protein and iron. So this one says, one of the primary reasons couples stop having sex is because they're fatigued, they're tired, they're stressed. But sometimes there's a biological component that plays a part. One of the causes of fatigue in women is an iron deficiency. This condition can sap energy, which results in low sex drive. And low iron deficiency is common and can cause feelings of exhaustion, weakness, and irritability, which doesn't make anyone feel like getting it on. So make sure you have plenty of iron in your diet, ladies. It's going to help you out in the end. And for all of my morning people, y'all are going to absolutely positively love this coffee. Coffee is one of our 12 foods that's going to help you get your sexy on. Don't you do it. Recent studies shows that one spot of first dates is Starbucks, which helps, you know, you try to figure out why you want to go to Starbucks. Well, and a recent study, who joined?
Donna Webb.
Donna Webb. Okay. Oh, that's my cousin. Hi, cousin. Recent studies show that they found that women are more eager to engage in sex and more likely to want it after drinking coffee. Like, who knew? But studies show that men are more sensitive. And who is that?
Winston Harris.
Oh, hi, Winston. Winston, for everyone that needs to know, Winston has, will help you get your life in order, help you get your finances in order. I'm going to take a sidebar right quick because I love promoting business and I love promoting black business. So Winston helps you get your, hello there, helps you get everything in order, your finances, making sure you're in the black and not in the red, your investments, your retirement, all of those things. So definitely check him out. But back to the joke. Since caffeine creates an intense level of alertness, a buzz-free bean might be the right pick-me-up for guys who want to avoid the first day jitters. So coffee is definitely where it is at. I'm so excited, and I've enjoyed going over, you know, my foods and looking into the different things that foods can do and how they can help you with your libido, how they can help with blood circulation. Everything is about blood. Everything is about circulation. So you definitely don't want to miss out. If you are eating healthy and you have these foods in your diet, you should have no problem with having a healthy sex life because these are going to help you. Not only will they help you lose weight, they'll help you stay fit. You know, green tea, who knew green tea? But green tea is going to help you burn fat if you drink at least 4 cups a day. It doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. And who that is?
Christina Daggs.
Christina Diggs. Hi, Christina. Well, I know her as Christina Diggs. She's the human vase right now. I hope you're healing very well, my sweet. but all of these foods are going to help you with having a healthier sex life or in having a healthier life, period. So, you know, it has been, you know, awesome to be able to share those things and give you information. Now we're going to move on to the 8 sexy ways to burn calories. So when I, within my research for this show, I went in and looked to see what it was that I could find, looked to see what I felt like would be helpful to my ladies and guys alike, because let's be clear, you know, guys watch my show, guys listen to my show as well. You want to burn 68 calories an hour? Get your smooch on. Get your smooch on. You will burn 68 calories from burning, from, you know, kissing. So get, you know, get your lips scrubbed up. Make sure they're nice and soft. Your lip balm, your lip gloss, and get your smooch on. You'll burn 68 calories per hour. And who is that?
Jeroa Carter.
Me and Jeroa go way back. Hey, Jeroa, we grew up together like my mom or her mom, like this. So, hey, Jeroa, undressing, you'll burn 8 calories undressing. Massaging, so I'm a giver. So give and take, you and your partner. Massaging, you'll burn 80. Oh, thank you, love. Kisses. You've been all over the world, Miss Paris, France. Stop it. You'll burn 80 plus calories massaging. And then what I found, which was very interesting, so you'll burn more calories making out per hour. Let me make sure I got this right now. It's iffy. So what I was going to say is you'll burn more calories per hour making out, not literally having sex, but making out, you'll burn 268 calories per half hour just making out, getting hot, getting heavy, getting into it, you know, working, fogging up the windows in the car, you know, going parking with the mister. You'll burn 268 calories per half hour. Guess what? You only burn 144 plus calories per half hour having sex. Shocking. And it's shocking. I was shocked. I thought, you know, when you start swinging from the shower curtain like that chick did on the video, everybody saying on Facebook, you know, how she fell in the tub, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you would think that you would burn more calories having sex, but hey. Romantic dancing, 103 calories per half hour. I mean, this right here, this is like perfect date night activity. I have given you the key to an awesome night. Go, come home, fix dinner. We're going to have some steak. We're going to have some salad with the spinach and the kale and all of that, you know, appetizer, a little red wine, some nuts, berries, put just your blueberries and your strawberries and your salad for dinner. Yes, honey. Finish the night off with a little massage and some heavy making out, the massage and the make out. That's an hour. Massage 30 minutes, make out 30 minutes. Honey, you done burnt almost your day's calories before you finish doing the do. Hot dog. This is what I'm talking about right here. I have worked really hard in making sure. And that is? Oh, that is my first love. I loved me some Kempa when I was in the kindergarten. Hey, Kempa. But now he's married to my niece, my cousin. Marriage is a wonderful thing. Let's see, what else we got going? Oral sex. You will, and who is that?
Gerald Woody.
Gerald. Hey, Gerald. No, Gerald is, let me take another sidebar. Gerald Woody is my home improvement guy. He helped me do the renovation on Spa Jail. Okay, so if you need some shingles done, if you need some painting done, y'all, you know, check out Gerald Woody. Go to his Facebook page. It is literally Gerald Woody. You know, send him an inbox, friend him, and he will help you get what you need done. But yeah, oral sex, you'll burn 100 plus calories having oral sex. So, you know, this is like, when I did my research, I was working with me and my girlfriend, Shauna Wimple. Shout out to Shauna Wimple. She's my hairstylist. Check out my blue. She definitely, we had like the most fun working on this particular this show, because it really resonated with the way we eat and the way we feel. You know, I've been, you know, trying to lose weight. I've lost about 20 pounds over the past month, and so, you know, I'm feeling great, and I attribute it to my diet and my activity. So you definitely, you know, if you're going to live a healthy life, you'll definitely, you know, have a healthy sex life. And, you know, I'm very happy to be able to share those, you know, share these things with you. Do we have a comment? Because you're grinning.
No.
Okay. I have one of my cameramen working with me today. Y'all should see him. He's blushing, oh, sweet baby. But another way, you know, you can improve your sex life, I have a product that is called Sweet Spot. And, yes, ladies, it is called Sweet Spot, and it will help you sweeten your spot. For all the ladies that shave and exfoliate, you know, all over your body, you will definitely want to try this. If you won't, I'm going to put it out there, shameless plug. If you would like to order you some Sweet Spot, give me a call, 252-296-6558. But Sweet Spot is a vaginal care regimen. It comes with two products, which is a scrub and a cleanser. If you are an undercarriage shaver or an undercarriage waxer, you're definitely going to enjoy the Sweet Spot, because what happens is I recommend using, if you do wax, I recommend using the Sweet Spot at least 5 to 6 hours after having your wax done. You can use it immediately after shaving, but you can use it 5 to 6 hours after waxing. And what you're going to do is you're going to take the scrub, you rub the scrub from, like, where you put your hands on your hips, where your fingertips touch, when you put your hands on your hips, you rub from here to where your fingertips touch your buttocks. And you'll rub everything in between those places with the scrub. Rinse it off, rub the cleanser in the same areas that you rub the sugar scrub. And I do mean everywhere, exterior only, ladies. And when I say it'll be softer, it'll be smoother, it'll be sweeter. I have a couple of ladies that go. And who is that?
Travis Artis.
Travis Artis. Hey, Travis. I have a lot of ladies that have tried and purchased the Sweet Spot and swear by it. Sweet Spot is a really big seller in the DMV. I would like to give a shout-out to Demi J and, again, my friend Shauna Wimpleford. You know, those women, they push my purchases. And then I want to say Molly Temple. She is also one of my Facebook friends. She's a lover of the Sweet Spot as well. Buffy, that works here in Durham. I love you, ladies. I definitely appreciate you. I'm going to currently end my radio show, the audio show, but I will continue to, you know, talk with y'all if y'all have any questions. If you would like to check out Just Like Candy Radio, you can find me on iTunes as well. If you have any questions, you can hit me. I knew it was going to happen. I apologize, y'all. My puppy dog. It's going to happen.